Mm-hmm. All right, we got it together now. Again, I'm Greg Golden. We're glad to have you with us, and we're going live tonight to celebrate the recruitment of an area high school phenom. We're going to look at the recruiting saga of Harrison Spencer. He's a senior, graduated, one of the captains of the South Forsyth team this year, and he's just signed on with Murray State. And we're going to look at that drama. We got a lot of guests coming your way tonight, a bunch of familiar and friendly faces. They're going to grace the airwaves, but I couldn't do this by myself. Please welcome the voice of the War Eagles in War Eagle Stadium on Friday nights. You can hear his tones giving you down and distance and calling out the action. He's also a member of the the South Forsyth Touchdown Club as game day coordinator. He's my friend and he's my partner on the air, Doug Thomas. Doug, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks, Greg. How are you doing? Boy, that was a lot of things. You make it seem like I do a lot. My wife doesn't see it that way, though. You know, she doesn't.
You get to go up in that booth a lot and set things up for all the other teams, too, don't you? You don't want that broadcast, right?
No, I don't. I don't ever want to see her to see me running the vacuum cleaner up there either, because I don't know where that is at home, so.
You know. That's definitely something you got going on. We've got the Spencers with us here tonight. We're going to get to chat with them in just a second. Yep. This is Harrison's dad and mom, Todd and Bridget, and we're going to bring them on in just a second. They're going to get into some phenomenal information regarding local recruiting. But first of all, Doug, you called Harrison's name a number of times.
Oh, my gosh.
From your spot as the voice of the War Eagles up there in the booth. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the career that you saw before you.
I mean, you saw one start out, and you saw so much potential, and you just saw it grow into a senior year that was a highlight reel, game after game after game with, you know, catches. You go, I don't know how that he was able to do that. I don't know how he's able to make that and everything. So we're excited to be able to talk about that tonight. I'm really looking forward to hearing, you know, a lot of talk with, you know, hear the family and everything about the recruiting process. We have the barber, Tyrone, coming on later to talk about the recruiting process. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that. And then hopefully we got some of the players and everything coming with us that we'll talk about. And then hopefully we get to end with Buck Ballou tonight. Buck,
you're giving away our secret.
Oh yeah, it's not a secret. Obviously, Buck is he's doing his show, and we'll talk about.
Yeah, Buck's got the.
He's on air right now.
It's called Prime Time now. Of course, Afternoon Drive and radio is 5 to 9, and he's he's got a new position, and he's going to make a big deal out of that.
Can't wait to talk about that. But what I look forward to talking to Buck about is, you know, not only, you know, as a, you know, football guru, what his thoughts are watching Harrison on the field and everything. I really want to talk to him about the recruiting process and the difference between him back in 1977, you know, when he's getting ready to come out of high school at Valdosta and then going, you know, to college versus what the process is today. And then, you know, also, you know, what some suggestions and everything he has. But really, our lineup tonight, guys, is really good. So, like I said, we have the parents that'll come on first. We have Todd and Bridget. They're sitting here with us now. So
they're chomping at the bit, man. They want to get this story out there.
And yeah, I am too, because this is a segment you're running. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And then we will have Harrison come up with us to talk with him. And then we're going to bring up little brother Gabriel, who's going to be a sophomore, right? He's going to be a sophomore player coming up. So we're looking forward to that.
Let me just ask you if you remember the play Jalen Camp. Remember Jalen Camp?
I was calling it, absolutely.
The play that he made, it was real similar to one that Harrison made this season. The cast came, I think it came off of Davis Shanley.
Davis Shanley, yep. Mm-hmm.
And the receiver, of course, a Georgia Tech legend now. He's actually played in downtown and out in Athens.
Well, he also played at Jacksonville. I mean, Urban Meyer, drafted him out of college, too.
And the point is, he went into that north end zone at South Forsyth and went up between a couple of defenders and made a terrific catch.
I will tell you, Harrison's
catch looked just like that.
I still don't know. When you see the picture, you have the two defenders with four hands and his somehow, and I still don't know how he came down with the ball.
Mom over here and mimicking the catch.
Yeah,
nice,
I think that one got extra eagle screeches on that one. And then we'll bring on a couple of his teammates. We're going to bring on Last year's sophomore quarterback, rising junior Will Watkins for the quarterback. And then one of his good friends and fellow senior teammates, Rhett Ballou, will come on. But then another one we're looking forward to is obviously, you know, we've got a new regime, a new coaching staff coming into South, or at least a new head coach and a few others. And so
James Thompson.
Coach James Thompson.
No P.
No P. T-H-O-M-S-O-N will be here. And then, like I said, then we're going to talk to the barber. Then we're going to get Tyrone on, and I'm really interested to see how does a barber become a recruiter.
The dude's deep. He's helped a lot of kids get into the next level
Our area. I mean, is he on his phone with one hand and have his scissors in the other one?
He's got the little earpiece in.
Is that it?
The Bluetooth thing going on up here, and he's doing his hair and going, yeah, well, I know the coach over at Mississippi State. I can make some phone calls. So we're going to hear all about that.
Hey, also, everybody, you will hear things going on in the background. Obviously, we're live at Black Diamond Grill. While we're doing this, hopefully you can come down. We're going to be down here for a couple of hours. But bingo is getting ready to start, so hopefully everybody here has got their bingo cards.
Yeah, you might be able to hear it in the background or getting ready to fire that up.
And so maybe you'll hear somebody holler, scream bingo, or we will, you know, if we want. And then, by the way, and then as we said, then we hope to end the show with Buck Blue, which would be great. And so our plan is hopefully a couple hours. We really want to try to stick to our 15-minute segments as best we can and everything. But excited.
Well, let's not waste any more time.
Well, I got a couple other things we want to talk.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we mentioned, you know, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Nathanophobe. We want to talk a couple about some.
Seriously?
Yeah, let's talk about some. It's always nice to talk about some past South players and what's going on.
Nathanophobe is
now granted.
University of Michigan
granted,
now.
He's at that school up north that I don't care for.
He's a Buckeye. I'm a Wolverine. Yeah. I don't know how we get along, but somehow we make it work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Nathanophobe is up at the University of Michigan.
Yep.
He's a rising sophomore. Yep. And as far as I know, he's still there.
Yep.
I mean, he hasn't gone into the portal, so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
He must think that he's able to compete, and he feels real good about his chances to get on the field this year.
Yeah, that's great.
So we'll hear, maybe you guys know a little bit about that, because Tyrone the Barber is Nathanophobe's barber.
Well, then maybe we'll just talk.
Isn't that right?
He'll be able to tell
us. That's what Tyrone told me.
We'll find out.
Is that true?
Yeah,
we'll find out. Maybe he's just talking.
Either that
he was serious.
Either that or you just made a mistake. I don't know.
No, he told me that yesterday.
I promise you. I don't know how you could. Yeah, you couldn't mess up the name Nathanophobe, could you? Hey, and then we want to talk about, you know, past guys. You and I were talking about on the way over here about Davis Shanley. His mom's sitting over here. She came up to watch tonight along with my wife and daughter. And so I want to talk about Davis. Obviously, Davis, you know, as I have said, and I think even the coaches say, probably the best quarterback, at least to this time, to come through South Forsyth. Just phenomenal. And he went on to play at Western Kentucky and Tennessee Tech and everything. And now what he's been doing, which is great, he wants to be in the coaching regime. So he has been a grad assistant coach at Gardner-Webb, which is fantastic. And just in the past couple days, he is going to take his first true position, and he is moving to Buchanan, West Virginia. He is going to be the quarterback coach at West Virginia Wesleyan, which is fantastic. I've texted with him. We're proud of him and excited. He's excited as can be. And what I love about that position is, you know, you're a quarterback coach. That can really lead to other things, offensive coordinator positions and everything.
Yeah, for
so,
real.
He knows that he's in a job that he's been in a lot of states. So he's going to be making a lot of moves and everything. But we're excited that that he's made that, and I'm happy for him.
He's just one of a number of South Forsyth grads who've gone through the ranks and are coaching back on the program now. We're happy.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how that all works out.
Jared Honey back on the staff. You know, I mean.
Is that confirmed?
Well, I mean, he was there. So we'll talk about Coach tonight.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
He's a good one to have. You know, Jared Honey is one of the few people I've ever met who was the senior captain and the homecoming king. At South Forsyth. So hopefully we'll be able to talk about him as the season progresses.
Yeah. So anyway. All right. Hey.
Now are you ready?
Wait, I tell you what. I think we're a couple minutes ahead of schedule, and as long-winded as you are, I think we should get going.
See what a good sport I am.
Oh, yeah.
Take that kind of comment.
I think anybody knows I'm the good sport. Trust me.
You certainly are the patient one.
There we go.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
There's no patience in my family.
Yep.
So I have to go with what I go with.